All right, we'll move along to Oregon coach Kelly Graves. Coach is online. We'll go ahead and take questions.
To ask coach a question, press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Our first question comes from Anne Marie Anderson of Pac-12 Network.
Hi, coach.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. I'm wondering what the most challenging part of the season was for you.
Wow, just managing, you know, a roster that's not real deep. You know, making sure that we continue to be fresh or as fresh as possible, while at the same time, you know, being able to prepare for the next opponent. I think just, you know, we had some losing streaks throughout the year, and just trying to keep the spirits up and keep playing hard. I think that's been a challenge as well. But I've, you know, really been impressed with this group and their resilience and ability to kind of bounce back and get back up off the floor. And it's been a challenging year, but a very rewarding one at the same time.
And if I could just follow up with that, Kelly, and asking kind of the polar opposite, was there anything in this season that surprised you in a positive way? And maybe surprised the team in a positive way, like, yeah, we had that in us. They figured that out during the game.
Yeah, you know, I think just the fact that we've been pretty competitive in the league. I think we had some games early where we, you know, we weren't all that competitive, but as the season played on, you know, we had, I don't know, 5 or 6 games that went down to the final possession. Some we won, some we lost, and, you know, a break here, a break there, and maybe we're up a little bit higher in the standings. But I've been impressed with this group and just the fact that we were able to compete and I think one of the biggest surprises, I think we just continue to get better defensively. We've been able to rely on our defense a little bit, where in the past that's something that's been a little bit foreign to this group. But you know, we're still a long way from where we need to be. But you know, they've done a really good job, I think.
Thank you, Kelly.
You bet.
All right, we've got time for one more question.
Our next question comes from Ann Schatz of Pac-12 Network.
Hey, Kelly.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Could you talk briefly about, we certainly go on and on about Elaine for good reason, but when you look at Carpenter and you look at Toler and how they've kind of given you, I mean, you've had to give them minutes because they've earned the damn minutes, their conference numbers are up, what they've meant to your club in conference play?
Well, I think they've meant a lot. I think Megan, you know, first and foremost, kind of started to go with her right at the start of Pac-12 play.
We just
felt that playing small ball, just it wasn't working for us like we needed it to, and so we decided and made a conscious effort to switch to a 2-3 zone, something that we didn't do for the first half of the season, and let Megan kind of anchor that middle a little bit, at least try to make teams, the finishing around the hoop a little bit more difficult. And she's done a great job. I mean, she's still limited in a lot of ways, but love her attitude. She's really worked hard. I think she's flourished with the new coaching staff. And then Drea, for different reasons. We felt we needed to get even a little quicker, a little more athletic on the perimeter. You know, you start playing those Arizona State guards and USC and, you know, just everybody in this conference. And so she's been able to kind of change the tempo a little bit, maybe pressure the ball a little bit more. And she just gives us a whole different dynamic. So, you know, sometimes as a coach, you're trying to find different things that might work, and those two have really seemed to work out. And I'm proud of both of them, and they've been able to have really, really nice Pac-12 season.
Great, that'll do it. Appreciate your time today, Kelly, and
all right,
good luck
thanks,
this week. You bet. We'll see you.